This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God's path for your life doesn't always take a normal course. In this series, we've been examining the various ways we can settle for less than God's best. We use the story of Peter's healing of the lame man outside the temple to make this point. So as you may recall, Peter and John were walking up to the temple for their hour of prayer when a man who had been lame for 40 years asked them for money. Peter told the man, "I have no silver and gold to give you, but what I do have is healing in the name of Jesus." Everyone in this town knew that this 40-year-old man had been lame since birth. So when they witnessed Peter healing him, nearly 5,000 people turned to Christ that day. Well, the religious leaders were threatened by the power Peter demonstrated to heal this man and called him in to speak before the council after they had arrested him. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter stood before that council with both confidence and humility as he told them how he had healed this man by the power of Christ. These council of religious leaders were still confused. They saw Peter as a common, uneducated man who had not gone through their normal course of training at their rabbinic schools. Yet he was standing before this court, almost like today's modern-day Supreme Court, and spoke with such eloquence and authority about the way to salvation. Sometimes when your life's path doesn't take the normal course that others or society believes it should take, it doesn't mean that you've settled, but that God has another path for you. So cling to these words. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Psalm 37:23. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, embrace your different path.